I don't know.
Oh, that's knowledge.
That's a fun deal.
I Me Mine, it's called. Shall I sing it to you? I don't care if you don't want it on your show. I don't give a fuck. Go in the musical. The heavy waltz. TV last night.
Yeah.
Didn't you get on? Ask John for if he'd Christmas be so kind present. As to give you a copy of his 1969 diary. It's really too much. It's just, you seen it?
No.
It's just his diary, but it's all filled in for the year.
Mm. Already.
It's too much in its start. Got up, went out, came home, went to bed. Got up, went to work, came home, watched telly, went to bed. Got up. Went out, and then like Saturday night is got up late, went out, came in, fucked wife, went to bed. And it's just that until it gets around to like
October.
Sometime, like June, July, or August. And it says, went to Mallorca, then it's blank for 2 weeks, and then it says, came home. it's too much. Oh, but it was the TV, you see. I just thought I'd watch the TV.
Did you watch the BBC Two thing?
Yeah, there was that science fiction thing, but then suddenly it turned into all that crap about medals and things.
Yeah, that
did
was
you
it.
See that?
I saw that, yeah.
So
yeah.
Because that was on, and that's what gave me the idea, because suddenly it was the bit where they were all coming into the ball, I think it was Austria, and they all had their medals.
No, I didn't watch that. Yeah.
And there was some music that was just playing, music like a 3-4 thing.
Mm.
And some things like that happen where you just hear something and it registers in your head as something else.
Mm.
And so I just had that in there, just the waltz thing, and it was fitting I Me Mine. There was no words to it. Just,
it's nice.
But it's always, it's all, and it's so easy. And
it's very catchy, it's good.
Yeah, it's like one of those. You know, they're all swaying.
Your voice is great like that as well.
The castrato.
Good. suede face and leather head.
Was the science fiction any good?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was the fellow who wrote it was had a good imagination, but there was something. There was something that like contradicted it. It contradicted itself somewhere. I don't remember. It was something to do with like, well, you know, your body is fuck all. Was the message? It was like these people. Did you see any of it?
I only saw the last three minutes of it.
It started very strange. Where they brought they had a fellow on a trolley and they pushed him in like a cupboard or
he was the body, wasn't he?
He was just like a body, yeah, that they were going to use. Mm. And they did something. They were supposed to be in the year 2100 or something. And they went back to 1969, January, focused in on the M1, on this car, and made him crash so that he'd... And then they somehow take his mind, or whatever it is, and transplant it into this new...
into the body.
New body. Rex Industries, they were called. And so he suddenly comes up and he's in this other body and they're saying, "How are you?" and all that. We've brought you from 1969. And then there's this other fellow who's running the place, seemed to be, and he wanted a younger body.
He goes the reincarnation machine.
Yeah, it's so...
It didn't work on him, did it?
No.
Because
the
1969 guy who he crashed into, the other guy died as well, and his mind got caught up in the power source that was picking up the body, the mind they wanted.
And so he
came. He took over. He said, "A bit of a fight, but I made it."
Yeah, he got into this other body.
Yeah.
But he was like a reject. So
I
saw
the end where the guy was so happy.
The white fella. The very white fella. Well, he was the reject. He was the one that crashed originally.
And he's the one who died again.
But he came in the body.
No.
But remember, they put him in a chair.
Yes.
All I saw.
Well, that was the scene at the end.
The good guy owed him, you know, because he crashed into him. Did you see where he went through that scene? Saying, "Well, he enjoyed the thought of it."
Because he got his car under control at one point. Then he suddenly thought, "Wow, you know, it's a groove to die," and so he let it go.
Yeah.
So in a way, he took the blame for himself. He said, "You know, it was his fault that he'd killed the other guy."
But when they went in the two chairs at the end...
So then the thing was that this
the white guy,
it was the reject, the was only 19 when he'd got killed, so he wanted
him. He took the other body, you know, the good...
And all that bit of hunting.
Well, they always have that, because it's the end product of fun.
Did you see that?
Is where, you know, nothing else to hunt for each other.
Mm.
In all those science fiction ones, you know, human beings are the ultimate game, the hunt.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy sitting on top of the book.
Which one?
The World War
II. Oh, yeah, I saw a bit of that later on.
Oh, was that about the fire?
About the fire.
There's something in that I never knew.
Patrick.
You know where they dropped all the bombs on Germany? They killed more people than
they hated on Boris Hume.
Yeah.
And all civilians.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it.
Terrible. Did you see when they flew over? It looked like Hamburg. Just bombed out the space program out there. And he invented that V2 because they were getting... Did you see that film, Crossbow?
Crossbow, yeah.
We saw it flying, and it was about that V2. Yeah. Well, he invented that. Just like a bomb that was flying. They sell boots that high, but not that tight, and not particularly leather. Maybe softer.
No, the only... I'm looking for...
Groovy ones, like, you know those Afghan coats we all had embroidered? I got boots like that, but the
Michael
slippers,
got those,
the slippers for at home.
Yes.
And it is great.
Well, I've got boots of those.
Your pants
in. You want boots of those?
Yeah.
I've got boots of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know where you get them?
Yeah, you get them off me. I've got the merchandising right, in, I, boy? I'll give you them.
I never wear them. Do you want to hear the song I wrote last night?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just a very short one. It's called I Me Mine.
6-8.
Oh, is that just timing? 1, 2, 3, 4, but... 3, 4, not... 3, 4, when you don't do it, bum, tit, tit, bum,
yeah,
tit,
right.
Tit.
Go.
Flowing more freely than wine.
Yeah.
Flowing much freer.
Fantastic. More freely.
Freer. It's freer. Funny when if you're freer. Writing, yeah, thinking of how you say.
Freer.
But I got freer.
Sticky out here.
I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Freer. If there was such a word as freer, is it F?
F-R-E-E-R. It's F-R-E-E-R.
Like queer. Freer. Freer, queer.
James Brown. He was the greatest stage show of all time, I think.
I don't know. All that with his clothes and his
crown. I think the whole thing, I think it really is.
Will be doing that,
I think it is Mr. Showbiz.
Come back, Ringo, come back. No.
I can't do no more, man.
Really?
Over the fellow who said over the other dog said this other thing. He said, too much.
He said, nothing too much. Out of sight. Nothing too much. Clean out the site. Yeah, nothing too much.
Who is the guy from the
Who's Jimmy Scott?
Jimmy Obladio Obladio.
Scott. Nothing too much. Nothing too much. Out of sight.
Nomination.
Nomination.
I think that's going to kill his popularity.
Mayor. Racehorse.
Yeah.
You know.
It's
a big stallion.
Legalized.
Racehorse. Price is it?
Less harmful than alcohol. The penalty is up to 2,010 years. Just think of it, it's less harmful than alcohol.
Camera A, sink slate, 137.
Exactly. And it's the irony.
And just warming your guitar.
What I've got. I've been dreaming about it.
My guitar by Henry Gibson. My guitar plays so sweet.
It's really not off my feet. Thank you.